Welcome to Goals Question Time, where I interview leading executives driving innovation, venturing, and strategic change.
So today for Goals Question Time, I've got the pleasure of being joined by Juan Amat, who is Vice President General Manager for Nutrition, West Europe and Sub-Saharan Africa at PepsiCo. Hi Juan, good afternoon.
Hi Andrew, how are you?
Very good, thanks very much. Thanks very much for joining us. You're going to give us some insights today about the PepsiCo team and the greenhouse that I had the pleasure of working with you and that on. So could you kick off first, please, by giving us a brief description about yourself, an introduction to you?
Absolutely. Well, so I'm a Spanish national. I'm married with four kids, living in Geneva now, and for the last 3 years. I've been already 14 years in PepsiCo. I joined after having worked for 4 years in management consulting and then taking an MBA at UCL. I held marketing, sales, and finance roles in the Iberian business unit based in Barcelona and in Lisbon. And then I worked for 3 years in Warsaw, Poland, taking care also of our snacks and beverage business in Central Europe before I took this role based in Switzerland. So it's been a bit of a ride.
Great. So you've been moving around and got long tenure within PepsiCo. So could you give us a bit of a description about PepsiCo and the sort of department and area you're in? Because, of course, it's more than just the drinks part and that you're covering. So if an introduction would be great.
Absolutely. So PepsiCo is an American company. It's generating today around $63 billion in net revenue. And fundamentally, this is driven by a portfolio of great brands. Among them, we have 22 brands that we call super brands that generate more than $1 billion retail sales value each year, including Gatorade, including Quaker, Tropicana, Pepsi, of course. And the products that we manufactured are enjoyed by consumers 1 billion times a day in more than 200 countries and territories around the world. We basically believe that continuously improving the products that we sell, operating responsibly to protect our planet, and empowering people around the world is what enables PepsiCo to run a successful global company that creates long-term value. And basically, we divide our business into three categories. One is snacks, the other one is social beverages, and the third one is nutrition, which is the one I am responsible for in West Europe and Sub-Saharan Africa. That encompasses fundamentally fruit and veggies business and also a grains business. In other parts of the world, our nutrition business includes categories like dairy.
Great. So broad range of products out there. And could you give us a bit of an introduction to what the innovation initiatives you're doing then, that the particular program you're going to talk about?
Yeah, well, if we talk about the Nutrition Greenhouse, this is a program that we were working for almost 1 year before launching it in April 2017 to support breakthrough food and beverages, nutrition brands with a scope in Europe. The program was part of our commitment to open innovation and to collaborating with the entrepreneurs and innovators that are helping to shape the landscape in our food and beverage industry. We recognize that innovation happened also in the fringes of our company and outside of our company, and we wanted to be close to that reality. And actually, the program helps us realize our performance with purpose goal of transforming PepsiCo portfolio and bringing more convenient nutritional options to consumers. So if you want, we were working for a while to make this one happen, but we're very glad with the results.
And can you explain the objectives and the purpose of what you were looking for?
We were really looking for choosing companies that were operating with certain amount of criteria. We were looking at a specific product and brand qualities. You want the nutrition profile, the potential health claims, organic or natural sourcing, clean labels, and other factors that appeal to consumers, as well as the obvious qualities of taste, brand presentation, and value for the money. We also wanted to keep a clear focus on consumer health, which is what our nutrition category is about, and that includes human performance, condition-specific functionality, and healthy lifestyles and life stages. We looked at business models that were scalable, and we wanted to work with companies where we saw a certain uniqueness in the marketplace.
Good. So can you explain the process you went through then, say, when you started at the beginning of 2017?
Exactly. So we went for an open call to entrepreneurs that were already operating a market-ready health and wellness brand. We wanted the company to have sales of around 2 million euro or less. And of course, they could not be in direct or indirect competition with PepsiCo or any of our brands. The applications to the program were submitted using a secure online process. With those applicants that were in the excess of 150, we had an independent adjudicator who initially assessed the entries to determine who was eligible for the program. And we had an internal and external selection committee that brought that list down from 150 to actually the 30 companies we looked at in detail and the final eight companies. These final eight companies received a 25,000 euro grant as well as entry into the six-month incubator program. And those eight companies included fascinating brands like Jiminy's from France, who is working on edible insects, companies like Your Superfoods from Germany, who work on plant-based supplements, companies like Diving Mar from Spain, who is specialized in a specific type of seaweed, or Frisius from Switzerland that makes his business out of veggie purees. So along with the funding that they received, these entrepreneurs benefited from ongoing access to PepsiCo experts who helped them in areas like brand optimization, product development, supply chain management, customer acquisition, and the program also addressed critically early-stage business issues like business planning, corporate strategy, and fundraising. At the end of the day, we wanted to help them to cover their needs with the assignment of a specific mentor for each one of the companies. Then those 6 months went by extremely fast, and at the end of the program, we granted a further 100,000 euro grant to one selected company, in this case, Herbology, a company from the UK. And then the criteria for selecting out of the eight great finalists, the winner of the 100,000 euro grant was based on four criteria. First, the growth of the business or specific products over the course of the 6 month program, the specific impact and the use of the 25,000 euro grant, the level of collaboration that they had with their mentor and also with the other members of the program, and ultimately the rating that they received from each one of the seven people committee member. At the time that they accepted the 100,000 euro grant, Herbology agreed also to grant PepsiCo exclusive rights for a period of 6 months to make an equity investment on mutually agreed terms. So that was pretty much the process, and I can tell you that from the moment we launched it to the moment we closed, the 7+ months that went by looked like more like 7 weeks. So they really time to improve.
Yeah, and certainly I was involved, as you know, in the initial start with the training with the mentors and the team and that
exactly.
There. And I had a great pleasure of being involved at the end of that sort of 7 month period. And the energy and the insights was fantastic of that shared learning. And you know, people are so central to this innovation. Could you explain the experience and skills of the members of the team that were engaged from the core business and engaged with the startups?
Yeah, for sure. As you say, people is absolutely central to innovation, and we were very careful in picking carefully the people, the mentors that we would associate with each one of the startups, and even the affinity or the value added that we saw in each one of the mentors, taking into account the specific startups' needs. The mentors came from different areas in the company, such as marketing, public policy and communications. We also had people from trade marketing or sales, and also from different geographies. So we have people from the UK, Spain, or even Eastern European markets like Romania. We had mentors that helped participating entrepreneurs to have ongoing access to PepsiCo experts. So in a way, they were the single point of contact who opened the doors within the company to get the people that could help them in the areas they needed the most. So for instance, if their burning issue was gaining distribution and listing for large retailers, we had our top key account managers on hand. If the company was facing issues with cash flow, we had top finance experts helping them. If they needed to step up in their brand marketing, we had top marketers jumping in. And if, of course, the problem was about supply chain, we had supply chain people working with them. Ultimately, even visiting their factories or having them visiting PepsiCo factories. So really, the mentors were the best ambassadors of the startups within the company, giving them access to the breadth and depth of expertise that we have in a company that only in Europe employs more than 60,000 people.
Yeah, and I certainly felt that empowerment and that support that was happening in that there. And if you've got some specific benefits that you've seen now within PepsiCo from the program.
I think the benefits have been multiple. Clearly, we launched the Nutrition Greenhouse to partner with the best and the best entrepreneurs in the space. And our goal was to work with breakthrough brands that shared our vision to deliver more convenient, great tasting everyday nutrition products. And we have achieved just that with these 8 standout companies. So I think that just working with the best and boosting in a way or helping them boosting growth in the nutrition space was already a big objective per se. I think that everybody who has worked in the program, I'm talking on behalf of the mentors, on behalf of myself and the rest of the selection committee and the organization team, and I hope that I speak also on behalf of the entrepreneurs, they have really embraced this learning experience. So not only have the entrepreneurs had the benefit of tapping the vast knowledge and experience we have at PepsiCo, but the mentors as well as other members of our team have benefited from experiences firsthand, the pace and the challenges of entrepreneurial life. This program ultimately has reminded them of the importance to be curious and be pragmatic about overcoming challenges. Also to be passionate about the products and what you do. And in my modest opinion, it has also given us a perspective of the pace of change and the velocity of action that our industry is actually going through, and ultimately how consumer, customers, and ultimately brand expectations are higher than ever and also changing faster than ever.
Yeah, and I certainly felt that when you were doing the final presentations and product presentations. And one of the lovely things that I thought the teams did, the joint teams from PepsiCo and the sort of startups, at each of your tables, there was a short flyer saying what were the insights and benefits on the PepsiCo side and what were the insights and benefits from the startup. So there was that joint sharing and outlining the benefits that each got, which I thought was a nice touch in your process, and that was recognized with a number of bullet points agreed between the joint teams and that. So that was fantastic to see. That's great, Juan. Thanks so much for that overview. And when you're not venturing, what do you manage to spend time doing to relax?
Well, as I said at the beginning, I have 4 kids. And then I would say that if I am able to spend time with them more than I do today, reading about the state of affairs, what's going on everywhere, and also I like novels a lot. And if on top of that I can find some time to work out on Sunday morning, that's already good enough to get a little bit of relax.
Good. Good. Well, we really appreciate your insights and let us know what sort of PepsiCo is doing and the specific initiative with the greenhouse. Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you, Andy, for your time, for your interest, and also for your support from the very beginning of this process. You've been a great partner.
Thank you very much.